Masechta Shabbos, Perek Yud, Mishnah Beis. The Malacha of Haitza, of transferring an item from one domain to another domain, it takes place in two parts. There's the Akira, uprooting it from the domain that it was in originally, and Hanacha, placing it in the domain that it's supposed to go to. So from private to public, there's an Akira from the private, and Hanacha, placement in the public. The Mishnah discusses when these two parts of the Malacha were not done one after the other, but there was a pause in between. Hamaitzi Achlin, someone's taking out food from his house and from a private domain into the public domain. Unusanam ala skupa, but he put it onto the porch. And here this askupa, this porch, is a karmelis, which means it's neither private domain nor a public domain. It's something in between, and it doesn't have a status of either. And over there it's only asur midrabbanan. There's no isur deraisa. And then after that, he placed it down on this porch. Bein shechazer v'itzien. Whether he then goes and takes it out from the porch to Rosh Hashanah, to the public domain. Bein shechazer achar. Whether a different person goes and takes it out from the porch, the skupa, to the Rosh Hashanah, to the public domain outside. Either way, pater, they're exempt. There's no malacha deiraisa of itza, because it wasn't done in one flow from the Akira uprooting it from Rosh Hashanah to the Hanacha and Rosh Hashanah. It was broken up by putting it down on the porch, in the Karmelis in between. This is Pater, means that there's no Chiv Deiraisa, but it's still Asur Midrabbanan. Whether he did it, or whether someone else did the second half, it's Asur Midrabbanan. But there's no Asur Deiraisa, Mipnei Shalei Asur Malachti Bebasachas, because they didn't do the Malacha in one shot. The Mishnah brings another case. Kupa Malaya Peris. If someone has a basket filled with different produce, Unisana al Haiskupa Hitzena, and he put it on the outer porch. This porch was lower, and it was like the last step before the Rosh Hashanah. Since it was low, it was within three tvachim of the Rosh Hashanah, the public domain, it had the status of the Rosh Hashanah, and it's considered he put it down in the Rosh Hashanah, the public domain. However, he left the tail end of this basket still in his private property in the house. So it's only most of the way out, but not all the way out. Alpha pisha reva peris mibachutz, even if the majority of the produce is sticking out into the public domain, pater, he's still exempt. Since the minority is still within his private property, he's still exempt. The Rav says that we're talking about specifically a case that the produce inside the basket was of the long type of nature, like a cucumber or a squash, and it was running lengthwise, facing out to the Rosh Hashanah. And most of each individual produce was sticking out to the Rosh Hashanah, but the minority of each and every one of them was still sticking into the Rosh Hashanah. So he has not yet completely removed it from the private domain. And therefore it's pater, it's exempt midaraisa, ad sheyetzias kol hakupa, until he brings them the entire basket all the way out, because part of these cucumbers or gourds are still in the private property. But had it been smaller produce, then since full vegetables or fruit would be completely outside, then there would be a iser deraisa already for removing those outside, even if some of the produce was still sticking inside. But if there'd be a full vegetable that already went outside, that would already be a malach deraisa, even though the other half of the box is still inside. Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah here teaches that Haitzah, the Malacha of Haitzah, transferring the item from one domain to another, is only transgressed in Midaraisa if it's done in a normal way. Hamaitzi Bein Bimine Bein Bismaili, someone who carries out, whether it's in his right hand or his left hand, that's both considered normal. B'techekei, if it's in his lap, Ayal Ksefer, or on his shoulder, Chayev. In all these cases, he's Chayev, it's Asur Midaraisa. Shekein Masa B'nei Kas, because that was the way the B'nei Kas, the people of Kahas, the family of Kahas, these were the Levium that carried the Kalim of the Mishkan, the vessels of the Mishkan. This was how they carried, they used these methods, and this is considered a normal method of carrying. But if it's kalachar yad, which literally means with the back of the hand, and this is in an unusual manner, if it's beraglay, by carrying it on his foot, or bepiv, in his mouth, bemarpakay, by holding it grasped in his elbow, in his clenched elbow, beuznay, in his ear, besarei, in his hair, befundasay, whether it's in his money belt, upiel amata, where the money belt's opening is facing downwards, so it's not a normal way to carry things in it because they can spill out. Vein pundasi l'chalukah, or if it's stuck between his money belt and his cloak, it's stuck wedged between the two, and he's carrying it out. Ubisfas chalukah, or if it's in the hem of his cloak, b'menalei, in his shoe, b'sandalei, or in his sandal, putter, in all these cases it's putter. He's not transgressing the melacha deraisa. It's only asa midirabanan. Shalei haitzi kederach hametzian, because he did not carry out in the normal way to carry the item out from one rishis to the other rishis.